Nedarim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. Hamuder hana mechavero. The person makes a neder that he won't have hana from his friend. Shoikel es shiklo. So now referring to his friend. His friend is allowed to give machzas ha-shekel on behalf of this guy that doesn't want to have any hana from him. This is the machzas ha-shekel that we give each and every year for the karbanos tzibor. Why is he allowed to do this? So the Rav says, because the mitzvah ba'almuka of it. Because the guy that's giving it is just doing it l'shem mitzvah. And it could be what the Pshat and the Rav is because we have a machlokas at the end of Ksuvis, the last parak, the second Mishnah between Chanan and the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, where if a person goes to Medina Sayam and his wife is left by herself and somebody gives his wife mizonos, and therefore he's helping this husband that's away, that he now didn't have to be Mepharnes' wife because he saved him some cash, Chanan holds that this nice guy can't get his money back. If you recall. And the reason is, we said over there, because the Pshat in Chanan is that taking away a chiyuv or a tviya, where somebody can demand something, is not considered giving hana. And that's what's playing out over here. And the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim hold that that is considered hana, taking away a chov. So over here, it seems that the Rav is saying that no matter what shita you hold, when a person gives machzas shekel on somebody else that doesn't want to have anything to do with him and have no hana from him, even if you hold like the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, and one would think that you can't give machzas shekel because you're eliminating this guy's chiv of machzas shekel. Nevertheless, it's not direct. Or I was saying, you're doing a mitzvah. And your kavana is l'shem mitzvah. You're giving a mitzvah for karbanos tzibor. Yeah, it's for somebody else, but it doesn't matter. You're still getting a mitzvah by giving money to the karbanos tzibor, to machzas shekel. And even though the guy has a benefit by the fact he doesn't have to give machzas shekel, since you're doing it l'shem mitzvah and aren't having him in mind, there it's okay. Ufareya es chovo. And you can even pay back his chov. New case. And this, the Rav brings, you can learn it two ways. One, according to Chanan, it's Pashut, right? Because Chanan holds that taking away a person's chov is not like giving him hana. So a guy makes a neder not to have hana from you. You paying his chov is not giving him any hana. You're taking away a chov that's not considered hana. According to the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, the Rav says, you can say that the Pshat is, where we're talking about a chov that the noder had, where the creditor had a stipulation where there's no deadline. And he can pay whenever he wants. In that case, even when you take away his chov, you're not really considered giving him a hana, even according to the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, because he never really had to pay the lender back anyway. Umachzer lo es avedaso. And you can return his aveda. That should seem poshut, because you're returning to him what's rightfully his. And the Ran points out that lav dafka, where we're talking about a case where the guy that lost it is the one that made a neder that he can't have hana from the other guy. This is not called hana, because he's just getting his stuff back. And even the tircha that the guy does to schlep and bring it back, the schlepper, the returner, is still getting a mitzvah. So mitzvah's lav lehenos ninu, he's still getting hana. But the Ran says that even in a case where the person that's returning it is making a neder that he won't have hana from the person that lost it. Now, what hana is there? What are we referring to? So there is a hana, the Ran says. This is called, the Gemara brings this up, it's called Pruta Derv Yosef. The hana is osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. That, while the guy is being osik the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, if an ani would come to him during this time, he would not have to pay the ani because he's considered osik b'mitzvah. And osik b'mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. And therefore, one would think that he cannot return his items. Because if I can't have hana from you, I am having hana by returning your items because now I'm pottering myself from having to give tzedakah. That saves me money. Nevertheless, the Ran says, the Mishnah still says, you're allowed to return it because like the Ran points out, that's not shchiach. Makom shenodlan aleh sachar, tipal hana lehektish. And in a place where the person that has to be toreach to return items would receive money for his work in his tircha, like for example, he's batal from his malacha, that he's got a job and he can't work now because he's dealing with Hashavas Aveda, so now he normally would be paid. Tipal hana lehektish. In this case, the person that lost the items and now gets it back, he should give that hana of schar to hektish. And this is a case, like the Rav points out, where both of them make a neder from one to the other that each of them don't want to have any hana from the other. And this is the only solution, because if the guy is moichel, the schar, well then, that's a problem. Because now, the person that lost it is getting hana from that mechila. And he obviously can't give him the schar, because even the person that's returning it made a neder not to have hana. So therefore, when the guy's returning it is moichel, and the guy's got the money, and he needs to pay him for the schar, he should take that schar and pay the hektish, like the Rav points out. The reason you don't just throw it into the sea, because that money is also just like hektish. And therefore, that hana that came about because of this is given to hektish.